Hello, everyone. This presentation is about GNUK, the token for GNUPG, and GNUPG. The title is GNUK plus GNUPG explained for Debian developers and users. Last year, we did a similar presentation in Montreal, but the demonstration was at the end. And I realized that when people watching the video later, they just watch the first part. So this time I do the demonstration at the first part. So here is some contents. So this figure explain about the GNUPG component. We have multiple processes: GPG, GPG agent, SG daemon, and ping entry. When user asks GPG for signature generation, all those ping entry, GPG, GPG agent, and SG daemon work together. And today, our family demonstrate how those processes interact. And here is Ayumi-san. So please come, my family, and Yabuki-san. Yabuki-san represent GPG user because he daily uses GPG as a Debian developer. Come there. And she represents GPG. Her name is Ayumi. She is my daughter. She represents GPG. It is a GPG front end, and she manage public key operations. And the most important thing is that GPG agent. And she is the mother. Her name is Hitoe, and she handles private key operations. And then this time he is very much important. He is SG daemon. SG stands for smart card, and he controls access to the token and or card. This time, this represents GNUK token, this metal box, yes. And actually, we have another things that is ping entry. Today, this dumper baby represents ping entry. Yes, let's see. So suppose a user have a file, and he asks GPG to generate signature of this file. So the Yabuki-san asks her, "Please make signature." Then she said, "Yes, yes, sir." Then she generate hash of the file. And actually, it's the chopsticks holder yesterday. In Japanese, we say hashi, so it sounds like hash. Then she asked GPG agent. This represents a pipe or a socket. So then, usually she has a key in the file system, but in today, as I represent here, usually the private key is in here or in this box. But this time, my private key is inside this token. Yes. This is my private key. It's securely stored inside a GNUK token. Then GPG agent forward the request to SC Daemon. Actually, that it is in Japanese now, but it is a special protocol between GPG agent and SC Daemon. Then SC Daemon asked passphrase for GNUK token back. Show me passphrase. She asked passphrase, then pin entry spawned from GPG agent. Then pin entry goes to user, pop-up window goes to user, and he asks passphrase.
Open the sesame.
Yes, then he knows the passphrase back to GPG agent, and the passphrase goes through GPG agent to SC Daemon through socket. Then he shakes GNUK token, then it generates signature. Then signature go back through GPG agent and GPG. And lastly, GPG gives signature to user. That's an interaction of how GPG works when user asks generating a signature. Thank you for the demonstration. And thank you for my family and the Yabutsu. Yes, then I explain, a little bit about the GNUK token. The GNUK token is a special hardware dedicated for GNU-PG, and its specialty is I design and implement this for users' freedom. And the firmware is called GNUK. It is free software. And here is the prototype of FST01. It is a reference-free hardware design. And the reason why implement and put my effort to GNUK token is that to control our crypto computation, and my purpose is to minimize the attack surface as small as possible. And one of the goals is that it can be reproduced by others, not only me. And all technical documentation is available. And I only use free tools like KiCad and for PCB or schematic design. And I use GNU toolchain for firmware. And I use OpenOCD to access the hardware. So it does require no NDA. And I try to avoid possible backdoors. So here is my use case of GNUK token. I have a single GNUK token and use it at work or at home or on the go, like this opportunity. Because I store my private key inside this chip, I can use single token by multiple computers. And here is something around Debian. Since Stretch, we have modern GNU-PG. GPG 1.4 is now called Classic. It supports old PGP 3 format, and it doesn't have any new feature. And now you need to install GNU-PG 1 package for GPG 1 command. And now we call GNU-PG 2.1 or 2.2 as modern. And now GPG command is the one from GPG 2.1 or 2.2. Now, as of today, the upstream version is 2.2.9. And last year, 2.2 was released after DevConf 17. And actually, the 2.0 series now reached end of life of the software last year, end of the last year. Currently, we have GNU PG 2.1.18 in stretch. And for Buster, we have the recent one, GNU PG 2.2.9. And here is a major changes in GNU PG 2.1 or 2.2. As described in user-share.gnupg readme.debian, now the major change is component and the private keys format. Now all access to secret key material is handled by GPG agent, and all smart card access is handled by SC daemon, and all network access is handled by directory manager. So this is a major change, and we also support new algorithm by GNU PG 2.1 or 2.2. And now we have a modern ECC, elliptic curve cryptography. We also support classic ECC like NIST P 256 or NIST P 512. But I recommend use of modern ECC because of those good point. We have two things. One is ED25519, that's for signing, and another is CARV25519 for encryption. Basically, they use same CARV. But one is for signing, another is for encryption or decryption. And the good thing is that it's quite fast for decryption or signing. And the key size is small, and the signature size is small, like 32 bytes only. And although it's still weak to quantum computing, but it's immune to a lot of common side channel attacks. So I really recommend use of ECC, modern ECC, because GNUC token support modern ECC now. And it is, as far as I know, it is only a product available in the market, and which is free, and you can examine the implementation. So my proposal today is let's use modern ECC with GNUC token using GNU PG. And you may already know that OpenSSH also support ED25519. So you can use OpenSSH with ED25519 keys using GPG agent and GNU token. And here we have typically we have two use cases, conservative or more radical one. The conservative use is keep using RSA master key, your current one, and adding authentication subkey by ED25519 for SSH. And this is a good approach for Debian developers because you still have a web of trust using the old RSA key. So you can then, optionally, you can add signing subkey by ED25519, or optionally, you can add encryption subkey by CARP 25519. And if you don't mind, or if you want to have another key, then you this is the approach of two set of keys. Keep using traditional RS keys as well as creating new modern ECC keys, master key, signing key, encryption subkey, and authentication subkey, totally new one, having two different keys. Well, that's my explanation of GNU token and GNU PG. Oh, sorry. So, are there any questions? Please feel free to have questions. And lastly, I actually bring FST01 with GNUK. Yes.
So sorry, I'm an amateur in cryptography. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned many side channel attacks. Mm-hmm. Could you give some typical examples of that?
Typical example is that using the noise, radio wave noise detection. Including GNU PG's implementation, the typical RSA implementation uses many optimization techniques, and it depends on the private key bits. Some implementation is not written in constant time, and the computation depends on the each bit of the private keys. And the typical side channel attack is using the observation of the radio emission from the computer, then doing some signal processing to guess your private key. We have such a typical side channel attack for RSA. On the other hand, for ED25519 or CARP 25519, the typical implementation is designed to constant time. So such an observation doesn't leak any private key information. Yes, and there are more side channel attacks like observing the timing of the signing by different hashes, like that. Yes.
Since now, and as far as I know, the open PGP support only 6-digit or 8-digit passwords. Are there any longer passwords that we can use?
No, that's a confusion. OpenPGP supports a longer password. Or OpenPGP, do you mean the OpenPGP card? Or
yes, OpenPGP card.
It depends. We can extend any longer. The actually GNU support 256 input. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I have a question mm-hmm. about the side channel attack. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me more precisely, is mm-hmm. the time attack or like power attack, such like that? Mm-hmm. You know, the time attack can be used to from the internet, and something like the power attack or the radiation attack must have a physical devices near you.
Yes.
So that's different story.
Yes.
So I want to know precisely which kind of the attack and RSA have.
For the radiation attack, you are right. We need observation device or something near the device. So and another thing attack is can do remotely. It is not about the GNUPG, but suppose that you have a TLS server, web server by TLS.
So the time attack is used against the OpenSSL something like that TLS server.
Yes.
And the radiation attack is used for something like a smart card or something like that.
Or the another process on the same machine can guess. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know which Debian infrastructure already supports Elastic Curve cryptography? Because I guess we know we
since
use
storage.
As I know, I mean, I use my key for SSH into Debian machines, signing packages, and so on. So, do you know if we already can use ECC to sign packages and it gets accepted or not yet?
You mean as a Debian developer?
Yeah.
No, not yet. He answers.
this has actually come up a few times. The intention is that you should be able to use an ECC key for all of the appropriate things in Debian now that we have GPG 2.1 in stable release. I wouldn't swear to it. I'm pretty sure that we had people test in the last DPL election that we could vote using it. I think the DSA have updated so that things like interacting with LDAP and db.debian.org will work. Uploads do work, as far as I understand it. There may be wrinkles that don't work, but if they don't work, then you should raise it with the appropriate team, and it should get fixed. So we have one developer who now has an ECC master key, so they are purely ECC in the key ring. So that's where we're at with that.
Hmm. Thank you for your explanation. Yes, sure.
Go ahead,
you showed the GNU token as a picture, but it looks like it's not so robust.
You mean this prototype version?
Yes. These days I use the YubiKey, but it somehow I can trust the other hardware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not so hard.
Usually I use a transparent tube to cover this board. My message is this is transparent to users.
Uh-huh. And so there is any implementation of the
product.
Yeah, product of the kind of the this GNU token.
Actually in Germany NitroKey sells variation of SSD01.
It's more better.
Huh? Looks better.
Does it support the ECC also?
Yes.
And how much is it?
I don't know exact number, but you can search NitroKey start.
Yeah. And you said that you bring the GNU token today.
Today only two is remained 880 NTD.
Oh.
And it is always available from Free Software Foundation, the FSD01. But it is, the firmware is different. Firmware is a random number generator to avoid the problem of the export control.
And the newest the firmware, can we get the from the website or?
From my website, or it is also available on salsa.debian.org.
Ah,
yes,
that's nice. Thanks.
Sorry, currently I'm running out of time. Yes.
So actually, that's kind of the point I wanted to make. I really like the GNUC. I think it's a great idea. I think it's the best option we have. it's not robust enough. I had a conversation with BDL Garby and Keith Packard, who seemed to think that there were people you could talk to who would know about how to put a case around it that would then make it a more robust thing. So I'd love to say I have the time to do this. I don't have the hardware knowledge. I'd love to see a robust version of this. I'd love to see a version that I could leave on my key ring and not have to worry about it. And if you have any time, I would recommend going and talking to some people and seeing if you can make that happen. Because ECC, YubiKey doesn't support it. It's all great. But just a bit more robust.
Thank you. Thank you for your suggestion. Please feel free to ask me, and I'm going to finish this talk. Say happy hacking. Thank you.